Now this is Main Street, brought to you by WFAX. Here now with today's program is Doris Newcomb.
My guest today on Main Street is Trace Embry, the founder of Shepherd's Hill Academy in Martin, Georgia. It's a school that has helped so many troubled teens in these troubling times. You probably also heard his program, License to Parent. It's on WFAX, 3:30 on Saturdays and the same time on Sundays. We're going to talk about the school and also about a book he's written called The Miracles of Shepherd's Hill, An Extraordinary Odyssey of Divine Intervention. Thank you for being with me today.
Hey, thank you, Doris, for having me.
Well, I know you've had many years now to build this wonderful school. How many years has it been since it was founded?
Well, we got here in 1994, and the first 7 years was basically laying the foundation and trying to get acquainted with the Lord on a much deeper level to find out exactly what he wanted us to do and how to do it. So it is a therapeutic school and program for troubled teenagers. And I think the interesting thing about it is our kids actually live in the woods. They have no running water, no electricity. They're digitally unplugged for a year. And they come from virtually every state in the Union and 19 other countries. And I can tell you this, that it is the Lord Jesus Christ that has just worked supernaturally to make this thing work and to bring transformation to kids from all over the globe.
How did the Lord lead you to this work? Did you realize, did you see other teens? How did that happen?
I was an auto racer. I was a policeman at a roofing company, of all things. So I was just an ordinary guy. And you know, I was going to accomplish the American dream, which turned into the American nightmare, just working myself into an early grave for the almighty dollar. I bought into that 1980s lie, he who dies with the most toys wins. And then I realized, you know what, I'm going to do this tomorrow and the day after that. And I had a friend who was going through some struggles. And so what keeps you smiling? And he told me and invited me to church. And it was, you know, I hadn't stepped foot in a church in 20 years before that. And from then it was on. I just developed a relationship with the Lord. Our pastor did a great job of mentoring us and discipling us. And then I started hearing from the Lord. My wife started hearing from the Lord more than just, you know, the Ten Commandments or, you know, the generalities of the faith. It was the specific things of life. You know, I want you to go here. I want you to comb your hair, brush your teeth first in the morning. But he started telling us that he wanted to use this ministry. And it was hard to imagine that that could be even possible for someone like my wife and me. But he did. And lo and behold, a few years later, we ended up, through much wrestling before the Lord about this, we ended up in Bible college in Georgia, 700 miles from our home in the Chicago area. And from there, the Lord tapped us on the shoulder again. And because we thought, you know, as you go to Bible college, you think you're preparing for church work, being a missionary or a pastor. And the Lord made it very clear that we needed property. And a long story short, I won't wreck it for anybody, but with $200 and a handshake, literally our last $200, at a handshake, we acquired a 60-acre old abandoned farm, and from there, the next 7 years was just incredible, and it's been incredible for the past 30. Only the Lord could have done something like this. It's just amazing.
Well, I want to quote David Barton. He's the founder and president of Wall Builders, who said that Shepherd's Hill Academy successfully demonstrates that troubled teens and their parents can win back our culture to biblical truth. What does that mean to you? How are you able to work with teens and parents who are so troubled about their current state on the planet to biblical truth again, to live good lives, good, happy, productive lives?
I think the advantage that we have is that we have not just a Sunday every week to preach them a sermon. We have 24 hours of every day of every week for an entire year to live a sermon before them. And we have about 70 staff members for 30 families. So it's enough to create an authoritative community environment, which is so important. I mean, it's backed up by science. All the big schools, Harvard, Yale, UCLA, understand the importance of an authoritative community. It's kind of Hillary Clinton, of all people, was on the right track with "It Takes a Village." How she defined the village was totally a train wreck. And so it does require people of like minds who understand that God is the preeminent reality, that Jesus Christ is His Son. He is who He claims to be, and His Spirit then reigns in the kids when it becomes their idea. And we don't force Jesus on anybody. We just simply provide an environment that's conducive for learning, for loving, for healing, and miracles, and that's what we see.
With all you have to do, what made you decide you'd like to write a book about it?
Well, I can tell you this. I didn't want to do this. I did this kicking and screaming, the Shepherd's Hill Academy part, but the Lord really got my attention. And the book was something that everyone had said, look, those who knew me close, this story's got to be told, because the purpose of the book is to basically encourage the believer and challenge the unbeliever, the skeptic, with how do you explain 30 years of bumper-to-bumper miraculous events, transformations, and it's not just all about the kids' personal transformations, but all that God did through these last 30 years, and not say that there's something supernatural going on here. I challenge anyone to do that. So if you're an unbeliever and you want your position challenged, read the book. If you're a believer and you need a shot in the arm that God's still working miracles in 21st century America, and your last name's not Graham or Mother Teresa, know that God is still doing some supernatural things in the world. It requires faith, a proper definition of faith, and someone who's obedient enough and maybe just silly enough to obey God.
Give us an example of one of the stories you tell in the book about the miracles that you've seen and this extraordinary event that you've been through in the last 30 years. What kind of miraculous change or changes have you seen?
Well, certainly the physical landscape of Shepherd's Hill Academy. We had an 18-year battle with the Georgia Department of Transportation that no one thought we could win. We did. But as far as the kids are concerned, I can keep you here all day with that. I'll give you one, and it's in the book. But we had a boy that was terribly drug addicted that showed up to Shepherd's Hill. And the first thing he said to me was, I'm going to rape your daughter before I leave here. And I just felt the Spirit of God come all over me, because it's not in my nature to take something like that lightly. And I just answered him. I said, I didn't think you believed in the Lord or the Holy Spirit. And he says, you know I don't. And I said, well, it's the Holy Spirit. He's the only thing keeping me from strangling you right now. And we had a good chuckle over that. But that kid ended up becoming, he just got his doctorate last year. In nursing. He's a part-time youth pastor. He's married, three kids. Ended up attending the same Bible college that I attended, 700 miles in the other direction. He's from Florida. I was from the Chicago area. But that's just one of many stories I could tell you. These aren't your average campers. These aren't kids who just, are depressed. We certainly have that. But these are kids who are one foot in jail or one foot in the grave. And the transformations, I mean, when they leave here, they can run this place when they leave here. I mean, we really drive home an apologetic. We encourage them to ask the tough questions, that they're not getting answered in their churches, unfortunately. And sometimes the answer is, I don't know, but we'll find out. And if we can't find out, there are things that science and your doctors don't know. So don't bum rap the Lord, because His level of knowledge is so far beyond yours that you just can't grasp it. This is why faith is so important. And faith is basically this. It's acting on what you have a reason to believe is true. I don't believe in God or the Lord Jesus Christ because my daddy told me to, or because my pastor told me to. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ because of the evidence, the subjective evidence, what he's done in my heart, the fact that he lives in me. And that's the subjective evidence. Then there's the objective evidence, the history, the logic. Just look around. You can the YMCA, Compassion International. I mean, the hospitals, St. Margaret, St. Luke, St. whatever. I mean, the Lord has done some amazing things that we take for granted. And when we really set aside our busy schedules and just sit quietly before the Lord for a while, you will hear from him. It's just a matter of time. And a hard-headed, strong-willed, secular-minded person like me, it took 7 years to finally get Shepherd's Hill from the time we got to the farm to where we took our first student. And it was probably six, maybe seven years before that, before even going to Bible college, including Bible college, that prepared the way. It was a long way. Moses was 40 years in the wilderness. I wasn't 40 years in the wilderness, but it did take some time. And the more self-willed you are, the harder it is. But when you surrender to the Lord, boy, he'll just walk you through a step at a time.
Well, your program is designed to expose many of these children, teenagers, to a life that at the moment they don't particularly want. No more cell phones for a while and electronic entertainment. Some of these things, I think, have played big roles in the isolation from the world God gave us in how these children got there. And as they come back, do you also help the parents? Because I imagine they're as sad as the children many times.
Well, actually, they're a lot sadder than the children because they know, most of them do know right from wrong, good and evil. Some of these kids really have no clue what right and wrong, good and evil are. They are victims of a culture gone mad. We talk about, you know, you hear systemic racism or this or that or the other. What we have systemically in America is systemic mental illness, and that's not just a hyperbole. When 1 in 10 kids are going to be on some kind of behavioral med by the time they reach 18, that's systemic in anyone's book. And that's not including all the kids that might actually do well on meds. I can tell you this, most of our kids come to Shepherd's Hill on a boatload of medication. 70% will leave medication-free because we know that outside stimuli, good stimuli, affects body and brain chemistry, and it's good for the soul. And we don't overlook the obvious, that man is not fundamentally human, who has occasional spiritual experiences. Man is fundamentally a spiritual being having a human experience. And so you can't take the spirituality out of the equation. That's exactly what America has done today. When you hear about the division in America and the problems we have in our culture, you very rarely hear that this is fundamentally a spiritual problem, at least if you listen to the secular TV or news and even the Internet. But this is fundamentally a spiritual problem. We understand that with these kids. And everything we do, by the way, is biblically backed, but it's also scientifically backed. There's nothing that science and scripture are in conflict over here at Shepherd's Hill Academy, or in life in general.
It's a wonderful thing that, such a wonderful God-inspired thing that you've done to help all of these children. I think people would love to read your book and to learn more. You know, when you have a book, people can go back and reread something. Again, the book is called The Miracles of Shepherd's Hill, An Extraordinary Odyssey of Divine Intervention. How could they get a copy?
They can just go to licensedtoparent.org, licensedtoparent.org. Just click the book image. There's an image of the book there. And while you're there, listen to our 30-minute weekly broadcast. Listen to our daily 1 minute. By the way, we've got another book coming out, which is going to be a compilation of all those 1 minutes. We get so much feedback about the radio program and the book. I'm just blown away by what people are. They say it's life-changing.
I'm sure it is. You've changed so many lives. And for people to realize and learn about the work you're doing is so important. My guest today on Main Street, it's been Trace Embry, the founder of Shepherd's Hill Academy, a school that's helping many, many teenagers who need help. Thank you for being with me today.
This has been Main Street, brought to you each week at this time by WFAX. Your host on the program has been Doris Newcomb.